First lesson for this morning is from Psalm number 137. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and there we wept when we remembered Zion. On the willows, there we hung up our harps, for there our captors asked us for songs, and our tormentors asked for mirth, saying, "Sing us one of the songs of Zion." How could we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not set Jerusalem above my highest joy. Remember, O Lord, against the Edomites, the day of Jerusalem's fall, how they said, tear it down, down to its foundations. O daughter Babylon, you devastator, happy shall they be who pay you back what you have done to us. Happy shall they be who take your little ones and dash them against the rock. The second lesson for today is from the book of Luke. And the apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the seed,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink'? Later, you may eat and drink. Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray. Loving and eternal God, may your word find a place in our minds and a home in our hearts. Amen. Woo-wee. What a difference. You've all heard that, right? What a difference. What a difference a day can make. What a difference a month can make, or even a year. What a difference a moment can make. There was a big moment of change for me that happened just a few days after the last time that I was standing here. The last time that I was here, I was standing in this pulpit preaching about vulnerability and about mission in the world and about my upcoming trip to Moscow. I even shared with you a few useful phrases that I had picked up in Russian. Does anybody remember? Especially one about me being a beautiful unicorn. I still am in any language, honestly. But a few days after I was here with you that Sunday, I got a phone call that told me that the Moscow mission, for me at least, was not to be. Of course, in that moment, I was sad. I was disappointed. But honestly, too, I gotta say, I was a little bit relieved. That was a big, scary thing that was coming up in my future, and I wasn't real sure that I would be able to handle it. The process of getting to going had been a very hard one, and especially stressful to my family and to my 16-year-old daughter, who was not happy. Disappointing, yes. But I think for me and mine, it was just about the healthiest thing that could have happened. The Moscow mission itself goes on. They are there doing the important work that I shared with you, speaking the word, standing with the vulnerable, equipping the exploited. But the Spirit kept me here, in this neighborhood, in the Milwaukee region here, on these shores which are, yeah, a little bit foreign to me, having grown up back east. Ha ha. You don't think you're that foreign, but you are. How do we sing our songs on foreign shores? Would my song have been different in Moscow? Maybe. But I can sing songs here, too. What a difference, I ask. What a difference. A few moments, a few miles, a few Moscows could make. There is a difference, and there will be a difference in the way we sing our song, but the song itself was never mine. It was God's song that I was hoping to sing someplace else, and that song remains the same. And you know what? I can sing it wherever I am. Psalm 137 that Bob read for us today is a song of lament. It's a song of sadness, and it happened at a time of oppression and anger and bitterness. The song itself reeks of revenge and frustration. It happened while the people of Jerusalem were taken over and put in captivity and exiled to Babylon. They were a conquered people after a time of a lot of growth. Psalm 137 is a song of very bitter hurt. It's got some terribly strong, scary imagery in it. And I have to imagine what must have been going on, how much lament a person was in to speak about children that way. Wishing so much pain on others is a deep indication of the pain in one's own soul. It's a deep hurt. And one that I think that we've probably all experienced in some point in our life when things didn't go exactly the way we planned, when we felt that we were lacking faith, when we felt that God was absent. And maybe we in our own lives have sung that song too, asking the Lord, how can we sing on foreign shores when we've been taken away from what we know and all hope seems lost? And then in our gospel reading today, the disciples ask Jesus, they ask him, or they almost demand of him, increase our faith, they say. And that too speaks of a desire for better. One speaks of a desire for better from something that is so lost and lamented. And one speaks of a hope, where hope is not gone. We can see in the intervening years, about 500 years between the two instances, that some hope has returned. The people have back to Jerusalem. The temple has been rebuilt. They're doing better. Increase our faith looks into the future. Increase our faith means that since Babylon, hope had grown. The song of God's people had continued. And Jesus' disciples wanted to sing it even louder than before. But Jesus responds to this request, this demand, by speaking of a mustard seed. A small one. Smaller than poinsettias even, I think. And he says, if only you had this much faith, you could move mountains. You could say to the mulberry tree, uproot yourself, go plant yourself in the sea, and it would do it. Wow. Can you imagine? Imagine having that much power based on your faith. How many mustard seeds would it take to move a mountain, you think? A lot? Would it take a mountain of mustard seeds to move a mountain? Well, that's something to think about in your prayer time. What a difference maybe one more mustard seed could make. And I think that's what Jesus might be getting at here, because his next lines in the gospel lesson talk to us about a master and a slave and the relationship that they had. And I think that tells us a little bit that the kingdom of God is not one guy full of a big mustard seed. I don't think that's how faith works. I think it's the lifting up and the sharing. The kind of turn that Jesus is referring to when he says that maybe the master should be asking if the slave wants any dinner after coming home from the fields. A lifting up and a sharing. A working and a singing and a moving together. The choir sang us a beautiful song this morning. It's one of a gorgeous, it's beautiful, beautiful. It's in there a lot if you're listening to the lyrics. Beautiful. So yeah, it's a beautiful song. I have a lot of friends that sing in choirs. And I had one friend recently, she shared with me, I thought this was brilliant. She shared with me some wisdom about singing in a choir. She said that sometimes choir music is written so that a note goes on for a really long time. And that note goes on so much so that one person can't get a lung full enough of air to sing it all the way through. How long can you hold a note, choir members? Probably a lot longer than I can. Probably. It wasn't meant to be sung by one person. That note is so big and lasts so long, one set of lungs can't take it all on. And so the choir learns to take turns taking a breath. If you feel you need to drop out and refuel for a second, please do so. They'll keep singing. And then when someone else is tired and needs a breath too, that's your turn to come on in. And I think the kingdom of God works a lot like that, where we get tired and we're a little worried, maybe we don't have the faith, but we know that there are other people singing the song. And this is one of the reasons why I love working and living in a connected church, one that celebrates World Communion Sunday with Christians all over the world, because it's a comfort to me to know that maybe my mission didn't quite turn out the way I thought. And maybe it's time for me to sit down and reset and take a breath. But whether I find myself here in Milwaukee, or I find myself in Moscow, or I find myself in Waukesha, or I find myself wherever, there are Christians around the world that are singing that same song. We talk about seeds and mustard seeds and planting seeds. I don't know what seeds I planted when I was going through the orientation process in Louisville. I don't know what seeds were planted with the congregations that I talked to about the mission that I was hoping to go and do personally, but now do from the sidelines here. I don't know what seeds were planted in me through the process. I have no idea what that is yet. But I do know that we are a church that works together in faith, singing the song of the gospel, singing the good news, planting seeds, watering seeds. Sometimes we're lucky enough to harvest seeds. And that, friends, is the gift of our faith. May glory be to God for the song that we are given to sing. In Jesus' name. Amen.